and welcome. You are Inside the Huddle. Kyle Etherington here along with Mr. Don Stock. We are ready for our first quarter, but before we get to the first quarter pregame, Mr. Don Stock, I'm going to ask you a very important question as we take part in this pre-Thanksgiving show. Favorite Thanksgiving dish that you're looking forward to next week?
Oh, I really enjoy the stuffing. I can tell you a great story. My mother-in-law, we used to go out to my mother-in-law's house on Thanksgiving, and my son Tyler was just a little bitty guy at that time. And of course, there were two stuffings: the what would be the original, and then you'd have the clam stuffing. And Tyler got the wrong stuffing, and he looked at me, he ate it all, and he said, "Hey, Dad," he said, "man, what's wrong with the stuffing?" I said, "Would you get the right one?" And so yeah, the stuffing, I enjoy the stuffing, and what I really enjoy the most now is all my children coming back home. It's makes for a good time.
Hey, that's wonderful. I feel like I could also be your son as well, because I did the exact same thing when I was a couple of years younger as well, too. So that's wonderful. I got messed up on the oyster stuffing.
That's
and
what
everything.
It was. Oysters, yeah. He's like, "Man, Grandma usually does a better job than this. What's wrong with this?"
Yeah,
you?
Absolutely. Man,
stuff.
Man, I got grounded for a month after that. My dad was so mad at me. It was crazy. All right. Well, we are in the first quarter right now. We'd like to welcome to the show Carroll boys basketball coach Adam Tussinger. Coach, how you doing? And we're going to ask everybody this question, but what is your favorite Thanksgiving dish to start us off?
Hey, guys. I'm doing well. Thanks for having me. That's kind of a tough question, but I guess I'll probably go with some like mashed potatoes and noodles and some of the side dishes more than the main dish, I think is what I kind of look forward to.
Hey, man, that sounds really good.
Well, Coach, welcome to Inside the Huddle. You're starting your fourth year at Carroll. You're coming in 38-15, your record as a head coach. And this year, kind of a different situation for you in the fact that You're not rebuilding, but you're kind of rebuilding, right? Would you think that?
Yeah, it's kind of what we've done the last 2 years, truthfully. I mean, we had my first year, obviously, with all the guys we had, and then that senior class with Duff and Skinner and Coons and Falkenberg. And then, I mean, we lost all those guys, but obviously returned some really good pieces. But again, like you said, now at this point, we lost from last year four of our five of our top six. I'm not sure exactly what the numbers are, but if you look at scoring wise, there's obviously some holes that we're looking to fill this season.
Well, I kind of, without seeing you play yet this year, kind of compare you a little bit to the girls program and the fact that they've had such a great leadership in the Harness and Maddie Wags and the Johnson girl for a number of years. Now they're all gone, and now they're searching for a kind of a leader to lead the pack. Are you in the same boat, or do you have that leader for your men's team?
You know, I'm actually very thankful with the kids that we have coming back, because between really, there's like, we have two captains in Eli Falkenberg and Aiden Duff, who both come from great families, older brothers who have played in the program. Eli was a captain for us last year, so he has that experience. They were both captains on our soccer team this fall. So from a leadership standpoint, I actually feel like we're in a really good spot with those two. And then you got guys like Coy Lytle, Carter Mullins, Kaysen Fellows, some of our senior guys who are also kind of stepping in and have stepped up thus far. And honestly, I think we're in a really good spot from that point.
So let's just try to go down our your kids. I know I've got highlighted who you've already mentioned: Aiden Duff, Carter Mullins, and Eli Falkenberg, all Aiden being a junior. You know, I think that as kids play basketball or sports, they get into that sophomore year and they just have that struggle of coming in as a freshman and doing very, very well. And then for some reason, it's that sophomore jinx thing that comes on. And you've got to be expecting a lot more out of Aiden this year.
Yeah, I don't know that there was really any sophomore struggles for Aiden. I think he fit into the role that he needed to for our team last season. He ended up being our primary point guard, taking some of that pressure off of Eli and Chris last season and getting us into our offense, averaging about 4 points. And I don't know the assist numbers off the top of my head, but he did a really good job facilitating, getting us into our offense. And then defensively, a lot of times it was either him or Eli Harshbarger we tasked with guarding the other team's best player. So, I mean, as a sophomore, like you said, there's growth there. There's potential for growth coming into his junior season. But he kind of laid the foundation for what he's going to do for us the upcoming season and next year as a sophomore last year. We just hope that he looks to be a little more assertive, a little more aggressive offensively, and takes advantage of his shot-making skills. I mean, he is one of the rare guys that I've seen that can score at all three levels. Most of the time you get guys that can shoot from three or drive to the basket, and he's really worked on his kind of mid-range game this summer. And so being able to do that is going to be a huge asset, I think, to us offensively.
So I'm assuming that by now you're getting ready to kick off the season on the 26th, head off, play at Lewis Cass, that you have your starters. What's your bench like? And then let's talk a little bit about your JV team also.
We are not fully sure of who's starting yet. We've had a couple injuries early on and things like that. So, I mean, we've got three or four of them kind of nailed down, but I guess we could talk just like as a whole. I mean, we've got seven or eight guys that I think will play at the varsity level this year, and our hope is that even though realistically probably three or four of them are inexperienced and only got to play kind of, you know, like the end of varsity games last year, that they kind of quickly acclimate themselves. I mean, you talk about guys coming up. I talked about Kaysen earlier. He played JV for us last year, so his athleticism, some of the stuff he can do offensively, he had a really good night the other night in the scrimmage. So I think hopefully we can see him continue to do those positive things for us. Colby Butcher was our post player on JV last year. He led us in scoring. I think he averaged like 10, 11, 12 points and had 7 or 8 rebounds a game down there as a sophomore. So, again, trying to get him acclimated to the speed, the strength, everything, obviously, as you guys know, is a little bit quicker at the varsity level. Everybody's a little bit stronger. So if we can get him to do that, could be a really good scenario for us. Mason Skinner is a sophomore who may split time between varsity and JV. But, again, he showed good flashes of things in our scrimmage on Thursday as well. So, and then we got Carson Hale. He played last season at Frankfurt as a sophomore, so he moved over here this year. So, I mean, between those four guys, we've got what I believe can be a good bench and guys that can help to either fill in that fourth or fifth starter role that we haven't really determined yet, to kind of complement, you know, Eli, Aiden, Carter, Coy, those guys that I kind of already mentioned.
So you went to Frankfurt and you took one of my hot dogs?
We did not take anybody.
Well, in college, what's that? The portal?
The transfer portal.
Come to play at Carroll. Well, you know, I had to kick that in. Well, Coach, you know, I always felt like after my time with videotaping with the hot dogs and kind of being engaged a little bit sport-wise there and understanding a little bit about the trials and tribulations that coaches go through, but I always felt like the football program really sets up the full sports season for the school. I didn't think that to begin with, but once the football program changed at Frankfurt, I realized the importance of winning in the football level and what that brings to your basketball team because, you know, you've got some football players that are coming in. Does it take a little while for them to get the football out of them, or does the physicality that they play under help you as a basketball team?
I think both of those things can kind of be true because obviously, and especially this year, and kind of tying into that first question you asked with the guys we've had graduate the last couple of years, we may not be as prolific of an offensive threat this year. We've got to get our focus back to the defensive end of the court, and that starts with kids that are willing to work hard and kind of have that hard-nosed mentality kind of that you mentioned. So, I mean, that's obviously a positive thing to have kids that are part of different programs. We got football guys, we got soccer guys that won a sectional championship this year too. So, and it's not just the football guys, it's just, I think, again, it goes back to the last few years. These guys all just kind of support one another no matter what sport they're in. And it's just trying to keep that pedigree of, you know, this is the culture at Carroll, this is the way we do things, we're going to compete. If you're going to beat us, because obviously nobody's going undefeated. I mean, if you're going to beat us, you're going to earn it, hopefully. And so, again, that all kind of ties back into kind of that football aspect mindset I think you're talking about. But then the flip side of that, for as physical as football is and how in shape you have to be, really, football versus basketball shapes like two completely different things. So trying to get them to have that longer burst, I guess, rather than, you know, you play a play that lasts 6, 7, 8 seconds, whatever that case might be, and it's super physical and things like that, but you at least do get a few seconds to try and catch your breath and regroup. So basketball is just such fast paced that, I mean, you make a mistake, something happens, you got to just let it go right away. And so trying to transition their lungs and their endurance from football to basketball is certainly a challenge.
And Coach, I absolutely love the fact that you brought up defense. Not to steal a line from the movie Hoosiers or anything, but do you believe in a man-to-man or a zone defense? What type of defense are you thinking about using more often this year? Are you thinking about a combination, or do you like to stick to one in particular?
I would say our identity hopefully is going to be man-to-man. I say hopefully because last year we really struggled defensively. I think we gave up almost 58 points a game. But again, we had an offense that was capable of keeping us in basketball games. But so last year we literally tried everything. I mean, we were man zone, different kinds of zones, all sorts of stuff by the end of the year, just trying to find something that worked. So, I mean, we will mix and match. There's obviously going to be certain teams, you know, you look at the scouting report and say, well, they might struggle shooting outside, so maybe we'll utilize it, a zone a little bit more. But, I mean, if you want a base defense, it's going to be our man-to-man defense, kind of the stuff that, again, when you go back, not last year, but the years before that, that really, I think, kind of set us apart. Everything for us back then started on the defensive end, being hard to score on, and then it makes it easier for us offensively. If we get stops, if we get turnovers, if we get out in transition, again, hopefully that makes it easier for us to score rather than trying to have to go through a half-court offense where the defense is set.
And that was always a great thing that I enjoyed growing up in Kokomo watching Basil Mauby, because they had that vaunted Basil Ball 2-3 zone.
Yep.
But a lot of people oftentimes don't realize that a lot of times your defense and offense depends on the personnel that you've got. So let's switch to the other side of the ball real quickly as we kind of close out the first quarter here. Offensively, what is you? I guess you've got the personnel, but what type of offense do you like to run? Because I know some coaches like pace and space. Other coaches like to slow it down, like the old Basil Ball of Kokomo.
Yeah, I am a full believer in pushing the pace as much as you can. Again, if you just look at statistics, not just for us, like we go back and we analyze games and look at like our points per possession in transition versus half-court offense. And it's not just for us. It's for basically any level of basketball that if you're going to try and slow it down, you're going to have to be really good in your half-court offense and really sound and be willing to work for potentially 20, 25 seconds, 30 seconds to get a good look. And not that there's not ways to win that way, because there are going to be times we're going to have to do that this year. But, again, if you get guys that can believe in running the floor, get a big that runs to the rim, get guys that run and space out to the corners, and you get a 4-on-3, a 3-on-2, something like that. Like the idea that we talk about all the time in practice is that you gotta basically put the defense in a bad spot, make them help, make them get into a recover scramble situation, and then it's all about making those little decisions. You know, when my guy drives to the paint, kicks it out to me in the corner, do I have my feet set? Am I ready to go? Do I have time and space to shoot? Well, if I do, I'm going to shoot the ball because that's a great shot because you're wide open. But if you know, that guy, a defender's closing out hard, you can tell, hey, I don't really have time to get my shot off. Make that split-second decision and pass it or drive around him and continue once you have that little advantage. We're trying to get a big advantage, an open shot somewhere. And so, again, I think that starts on the defensive end of the court and then transfers over to our offense.
Well, Coach, thank you very much for joining us on Inside the Huddle, opening night at Lewis Cass, November 26th. And, of course, we're going to see you several times on Hoosierland TV and WILO. Best of luck on the upcoming season, Coach.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Hey, thank you.
Thanks, Coach.
That's the end of the first quarter. You are Inside the Huddle with Don Stock. I'm Kyle Etherington. We will be back right after these very important words.
In these days when every dollar counts, Winske Brothers is here to put more money back in your wallet. Whether you're coming from Lebanon, Delphi, Tipton, or beyond, Winske's is worth your while. Winske's offers metal recycling, industrial hauling and waste removal, new and used steel sales, and more. And at Winske Brothers, customer service is second to none. Winske's is fully insured with no purchase minimum to serve all customers, large and small.
Hi, I'm Jim from Winske Brothers. We hope to see you soon at 751 West Washington Street in Frankfort, or check us out at WinskeBrothers.com or on Facebook. We appreciate your business.
I can't believe it's already time for the WILO's 12 Days of Christmas.
That's right. Children ages 3 to 10 can register to win a new toy from WILO, Boone 1027, and area merchants.
Kids can register starting Monday, November 25th at one of these great sponsored locations. Center Township of Clinton County, Pepe's Mexican Restaurant, Day and Ginder Funeral Home, Ellis Jewelry, Lanen's Furniture and Mattress, Wampler Services Incorporated, Wilson Farm Market, Frankfort Walmart,
Jimmy John,
and Skiles Electric.
Once they register, kids can listen to Matt Wilson every weekday morning at 7:20, beginning Monday, December 2nd, as he announces the lucky winners of a new wrap present.
Through Friday, December 13th.
Then, on the 12th day, Tuesday, December 17th, Matt will announce the winners of a brand new bike from every sponsor location. Special thanks to Frankfort Walmart for extra elf support.
It's the WILO Days of Christmas for kids age 3 to 10 from the station giving Santa a helping hand, Boone 1027 and WILO.
This is your WILO Fun Fair and Festival Guide, a look at upcoming fun family activities and community events.
It's a magical experience at Grissom Air Museum's Lights in the Air Park from November 29th through January 5th. Stroll through a dazzling display of 18 illuminated aircraft and see the iconic guard tower shining like a holiday tree. Enjoy the Lights in Museum every Thursday through Sunday from 4:30 to 9 p.m. Close Christmas Eve and Christmas Day? Visit GrissomAirMuseum.com for more. The Burlington Christmas Walk will be held on Saturday, December 7th from 4 to 7:30 p.m. at the Burlington Community Park. Enjoy Santa, live music, face painting, s'mores, children's games, wagon rides, carts for troops, a visit from the Mean One through Royal Events, and vendor booths. Sponsored by Burlington Area Businesses, the Burlington Christmas Walk.
That's a look at your upcoming fun family activities and community events from WILO. Find more information about what's going on around town by going to ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
The news team you depend on has expanded our news coverage area online. Log on to the new BooneCountyDailyNews.com. Find the latest from Lebanon, Zionsville, and all throughout Boone County. BooneCountyDailyNews.com for the latest weather, sports, and news information with WILO.
Back once again on Inside the Huddle. It is the second quarter, and we are now joined by Rossville boys basketball coach Corey Dunn. Coach, two questions. We're asking everybody this question. How are you doing this morning, and what is your favorite Thanksgiving dish?
I'm doing okay. Hopefully I can get through this without coughing too much. So I've been kind of battling some sickness, but favorite dish would be turkey and gravy.
Wow, I figured it'd be butter.
that's pretty good, Doc. That's pretty good.
Kyle helped me set that bad boy right up. So.
Sorry, Coach. I had to.
Hook, line, and sinker.
Well, Coach, you're starting your 12th year out at the Hive, the land of the Hornets, and you've coached in 416 ball games, winning 203 and 143 of those at Rossville. I can't see you but adding on to those victories with the team you've got coming back this year.
We sure hope so. We plan on, you know, I keep having to remind myself we are still super young. So, you know, sometimes I have some expectations that I got to remind myself that these guys are still young and still developing.
So you do have, I'm looking down, I'm thinking a roster that could be what you are looking at also. And you do have a lot of sophomores and juniors, probably more sophomores and juniors. You have, looks like maybe three seniors that I have on my roster right now. And I'm guessing that your leadership could be coming from the underclassmen. And does that cause a challenge for the underclassmen to be that leader?
No, I really, our leadership comes from, you know, thankfully
one of our seniors, Jordan Skiles. Mm-hmm. He's done a great job of actually bridging that gap. I thought he did a great job last year, and this year that gap between older guys and younger guys, he does a great job of leading them but pushing them all at the same time in a positive way. So he demands a lot out of them. We demand a lot out of them, but he's done it the right way, and I think they've all bought in to that.
Talk a little bit about Braden Thiele Hahn. He's your probably go-to guy, but let's have a little talk about how he's doing right now, and do you have any injuries early in the season?
Nope, no injuries right now. Let's keep our fingers crossed, knock on wood, whatever we got to do, but let's hopefully we stay that way. And we had a couple kids get banged up there early on, but we're all pretty well healed up from that now.
So Braden doing well for you, and are your expectations is that he's going to try to, or he'll be the guy, the go-to guy, maybe coming down the stretch when you need somebody?
He's definitely a playmaker, and he'll be a go-to guy for sure. He's doing well. He's taller. They've all put on weight, thank goodness.
Yeah.
Really, we got him and Skiles both as kind of go-to guys. It's really nice to have, you know, two guys that are really good at scoring in different ways. So it's going to be fun. I think we'll be fun to watch this year. But yeah, Braden's definitely gotten stronger, quicker. I think you'll see a different player this year than what you saw last year for sure.
And Coach, talking about Braden Thiele Hahn and the other guys, of course, Braden Thiele Hahn, the butter guy, not really sure if it's margarine or true butter or anything like that. We'll definitely have to see. But kind of talk about the work that these guys have done in the off season, because in talking with them, the guys took a look at the team picture from last year, and I think that a lot of them just had to drop down and laugh just because of the amount of work that they've done in the weight room. Kind of talk about the amount of work that they've done, because just from afar, it looks like they put in a lot of hours in the gym, both the weight room and on the court.
Yeah, all the guys have worked extremely hard of trying to, one, consume calories and protein, because pretty much every one of them was, all of them but two, was pretty skinny little kids. So they were really working hard to eat right, consume what they needed to get stronger. They worked really hard in the weight room this summer and fall. Got in the gym a lot. So I think hopefully they get to see and reap the rewards from that this season. You know, once again, they're still young, but they knew what they had to do. When they saw that picture, I showed it to them this fall. And, yeah, they all just started laughing. I remind them, that's what you went to war with last year.
Well, opening night, you go to war with Delphi on November 27th, Wednesday, the night before Thanksgiving. Really exciting time. To me, there's no better time than right now in Indiana, just because basketball's starting up for the boys and the girls are in full swing. Talk about the game at Delphi, because it's going to be a wild and crazy one, and I'm not just saying that because junior varsity coach Brent Tonsoni said it was going to be.
It's always another rival game, and you know, one great thing about coaching here at Rossville is, you know, basketball is number one, if you want to say that. I know some people wouldn't like to call one sport number one, but you know, our community does a great job getting behind all our athletes from all sports, but you know, basketball has such a storied tradition here at Rossville, and you know, any of the border schools, we're just automatic rivals. Everybody wants to beat us, and target's usually on our back, and that's fine by me. Makes for a rowdy environment, and our guys tend to live for those games, so it should be a fun one. Delphi's good. They got some nice players back, so it'll be a tough place to play, but should be a good one.
It's going to be a wild and crazy one, and definitely animated, not just in the stands, but also on the bench. one thing getting to watch Rossville's coaching staff the last couple of years, to me, I think it's wonderfully entertaining just how involved your coaching staff gets into the game. I mean, every single one of them is not just sitting there and just not doing anything. It is constant talking, constant communication. Kind of talk about your coaching staff, because I think that's kind of one thing that a lot of people miss, because we've got the crowd, we've got the guys on the floor, and then we've got the head coach. But that bench mob, if you will, they're involved in the game just as much as anybody.
I'm fortunate. I've been really fortunate. You know, Coach Skinner's been with me since day one here at Rossville. He knows what I'm thinking, but at the same time does a great job of challenging me and pushing the envelope. And if he's got different ideas, my whole staff knows if they've got an idea, they better say it. That doesn't mean I'm going to go with it. they know that I want them to speak up. It's ultimately my decision at the end of the day what we do. But then Brent Tonsoni, he played for me. He came back. He teaches here now. He's been with us. I think this is year number 5. I think it's been long enough. I start losing track. And Coach McGriff, the same way. I've coached with Coach McGriff for probably 9 years now total, between basketball and baseball, Little League and stuff. He has a great mind for the game. So all three of my high school coaching staff does a great job. They know I respect their opinions and things that they see, and they do a great job with the other players as well, you know, getting guys on the bench ready, making sure they're locked in. So I've been really fortunate here at Rossville. I've had some great coaches to help out. Some have moved on, but they've all been really good.
Coach, I want to talk about your schedule, because as normal, the Rossville basketball schedule is always a very tough schedule. You place your bigger schools in at, I think, at appropriate times to kind of do your check to see how you are at that time. And it shows in the fact that, you know, you line up and will play just about anybody anytime. You still play Western. You play Lafayette Central Catholic. You're the last school in Clinton County that has them on their lineup. And normally that's a good thing for you. At least I think it talks a lot about the Rossville program, because Catholic just won't normally play a lot of 1A schools. They play a very difficult schedule themselves. You throw in the fact you play Northwestern, and then you end up with West Lafayette. So is the schedule set up the way that you like to have it set up as far as those little testers that come along?
Yeah, it is. It was, we changed one thing there a couple years ago with Harrison. We really needed to get that first game switched. We just couldn't come up with a date that worked out. But yeah, playing the Catholic, Westerns, West Side, Northwestern, it is a good test for us. And the thing our guys like to do is that they want to challenge themselves too. You know, we could go out and try to schedule guaranteed wins and boost our record, but at the end of the day, that's just a record. That's not a trophy. That's not going to prepare us to win a sectional. So hopefully those tests throughout the season help make us better, find our weaknesses so we can improve on them and prepare us for the sectional. And those schools you mentioned, they're going to be good this year. Catholic's going to be good. West Side's going to be really good, I think, this year, and having that game right before sectional. Some people like to schedule an easy one right before sectional. I've said for years I like right where that game's at. I would much rather be tested going into sectional than have a cupcake.
Once you get to December 14th, you play Western, and then you play at Carroll, then you come back and play Catholic, and then head to the Delphi tournament. So what a good kind of ending in the kind of the halfway mark for your schedule.
Yeah, every year that for the last 4 or 5 years has been, well, ever since Skinner and Duff got up there to Carroll, that's been a super tough stretch for us, and it definitely tests us. So I think it's good for us. Timing is everything. Also, you got to make sure your team you know, understands how to get better from those games, win or lose. But also, you know, you never have the chance for that big time win if you don't schedule a big time game. So I think it's important for us to have those.
Well, Coach, best of luck on the upcoming season. The Rossville Hornets open up at Delphi Wednesday, November 27th, the night before Thanksgiving. Coach, thanks very much for joining us. And if you need some cough drops, I've got a few in my teacher's desk at school. You are more than welcome to help yourself to it as well. I appreciate you being on the show today.
Thanks, Kyle. Thanks, Don. I'll admit it wasn't easy to get through through this today, but I appreciate everything you guys do, and hopefully we have a great start to the season here.
Absolutely. Rest your voice, Coach.
You did well, sir.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. All right, you are at halftime of Inside the Huddle. Don Stock, along with myself, Kyle Etherington, we will be right back for the third quarter. Make sure that you visit the concession stand. The line should be relatively short, but we will be back after these words.